Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. Roadshow here for the NFL Draft at the Single Barrel inside the Graduate, 9th and P. Going to be here Saturday morning for our pre-spring game coverage. We say hi to Hall of Famer and Coach Gary Barnett, Colorado Northwestern. Coach, tis the season, right? We're winding down spring action for a lot of college football programs. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Just trying to keep track of a little bit of the spring action. Going back to Boulder this week and do the last spring practice. I think we're going to get rain, though. Mm-hmm. So, we've got so many new players, and trying to keep up with the ones that are still there. Seems like there's a trend, at least as I'm watching it, that guys are staying for about 10 or 11 days of spring and then putting themselves in the portal. And I think a lot of that has to do with their agents, with their representatives. So it's, anymore, it used to be spring was pretty important. Now I don't know that it is.
You know, and that's what we're anxious to see in Lincoln is just what kind of show / improvement, what little glimmer of hope can you take with you going into the fall? I want to ask you, because his name's been mentioned about Nebraska being a landing spot. What's your take on Dylan Edwards? You got to see this kid as a true freshman, game in, game out.
Well, he's really dynamic. You know, he had a great opening game, and he never really got on track after that. But he's very versatile. He's, he's not any bigger than a minute, but he's, he's quick. He's got really good ball skills. Seems to have instincts. You know, he's a good player. He was going to be a really important player, I think, to Colorado this year because they were going to use him in so many different ways. And, he's fast. So he's a good player. You know, he's undersized, but anymore with the wide open offenses and the spread offenses, you know, just having a guy like that in space, guys like that can play in these offenses, and he's a player. There's no question about it.
I hate to even ask the shocked term, but are you surprised, or does nothing surprise you anymore that he left? Because the kid came in and performed.
You know, Chris, I used to be deathly afraid of snakes. And now I live in Arizona. I see him every day. And so I've become desensitized to it. So that's sort of the way it is now. The question was good. Was I surprised? I'm not surprised at anything anymore. I think there's more disappointment when something like this happens than there is surprise. I was at practice on Tuesday. And, you know, it was a different vibe because that was the day that he wasn't showing up for practice. So it was a little different vibe, I think. And it can take the – unless he's been a problem within your locker room, mm-hmm. and you lose a guy like that, it just sort of takes the wind out of your sails. And so we'll see how Colorado responds to it. But he's a good player, and – you know, you just come to where these things just seem to be the norm now. I was flying back with a donor, actually, and he just said, I'm getting tired of all this. Really, it's not going to stop until fans say, hey, we're not doing this mm-hmm. anymore. And I don't see that happening anytime soon, but that's how it gets stopped.
Gary Barnett's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. What did you take away from Colorado as you were watching practice?
I I just got access to all the practice films, and I was watching it on the film on the game on the plane coming back. And I really wanted to see more of the offensive line, so I just pretty much concentrate on the offensive line. They're going to be better in the offensive line. The big kid they got from that's a freshman is going to be a really good player. He's got really good skills, and you know they're going to be a very skilled offensive team, at least at the receiver spot and the quarterback spot. They're going to be really skilled in the secondary. And then after that, they'll be better than they were in both sides of the ball up front. But I haven't been able to assess all of that yet.
Coach, what do you think Nebraska has in Dylan Raiola? Coach Rhule has been very matter-of-fact about the progress all three quarterbacks have made. I believe it. I'm anxious to see what they do. But I think it's going to be a celebration with a lot of veterans that have earned time away, guys that have 1,000 snaps already at the practice level. They're not going to be playing their upperclassmen, but the young guys will have a chance to thrive, and Dylan's one of those. What do you think Nebraska has? It sounds like he's really separated, or that's the read anyway. He may have separated in this race.
Well, Coach Rhule and the other coaches don't want to make that announcement. They want everybody to feel like everybody's in it. And I think the spring, this game, and especially you guys have a lot of young players that you're going to be able to play, and you've got enough players that you can play a game. And so that's a real fortunate thing for the fan base, because we're only going to have a practice. And, we're going to have about 27,000 people. It's just going to be a practice. A two-hour practice is all it's going to be, with some activities. There's going to be a lot of fun and big concert afterwards, and a sort of a party going on during the spring practice. And so it'll be a happening. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have rain. So we'll see how that survives all that stuff. But it's great that you guys can have so many young players that you can have a game and actually get enthused about and see what the future looks like a little bit.
Who's the concert? Who's playing afterwards?
Well, Lil Wayne.
Oh, nice.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Well, Lil Wayne was supposed to be in Lincoln like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the show got canceled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's because he doesn't want to be a Husker. He wants to be a Buffalo.
For now, he may transfer out.
Yeah, he went in the portal and we picked him up.
Coach, let's talk a little NFL draft. Do you get excited for the draft in all your years with kids going? And how do you treat this this time of year?
You know, because I really do watch all these guys and get a pretty good feel for them, it's sort of like, to me, the draft is anticlimactic. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter, I'm pretty sure, unless there's a real surprise that I haven't seen or anticipated, it pretty much always falls along the lines that, you know, throughout the year, the mock drafts and the different guys talk about different players and what you observe doing various shows and stuff. It's sort of pretty, like it's already done. Mm-hmm. But there's always something that pops in there that, you know, a last-minute trade or what, that makes it exciting. I don't really watch it, but I do I watch the ticker going underneath. And, you know, I am interested in where everybody goes, but I'm not tied into it.
Do you like this quarterback class? I mean, we were talking a few years back about the 2021 draft class, and 4 or 5 of those kids have already been traded away. Now you fast forward, McCarthy, May, of course, Caleb Williams is the top guy. You have Penix, you have Nix, you have Jaden Daniels. I mean, you've got some dudes, and it's all, you know, conjecture. Do they translate to the next level? Do you love this quarterback room?
I do like this quarterback room. I think probably the guy who hangs around the longest would be Drake May, just because he's not going to be a mobile quarterback, and subject themselves to a lot of shots and injuries. But I like the whole draft. I like the receiver group. I think there's 23 of the 32 guys are offensive players, and the ones that are defense are either corners or edge players. Mm-hmm. So edge rushers. So it sort of shows you where the game's going, the NFL game. But I think this is a great quarterback draft class, no question.
Where are you at with Denver? Do you think, I mean, they traded for Zach Wilson. Great. Do you think Peyton tries to make a move at quarterback, or do you think they go all in on Wilson, the other Wilson?
I can't imagine them going all in on Zach Wilson. Now, I really liked Zach Wilson when he was playing and coming out, and I really thought he was going to be the guy in New York, but it's, guy coming out of Utah going to New York City, that's a challenge in itself. But I can't imagine. I mean, Zach Wilson does have really good skill, and I really did like him. But I can't imagine Denver selling a house for him. Mm-hmm. There's got to be somebody that's around that they can play with. So I sort of think that's good backup, but I'm not sure. I don't know the situation well enough, but I just can't imagine them hitching their wagon to Zach Wilson.
What do you believe about McCarthy? He's been the big name this week. Do people trade up to get him? Does Harbaugh get crazy and take him and move Herbert? I mean, there's so many different things floating out there today.
Yeah, I don't know how to take all that, but I'll tell you this. If Harbaugh does take him, that tells you a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, it really tells you, because, I mean, Harbaugh's in a different position now than he was before, than he was a year ago, because he now has to have the best quarterback that he can possibly get his hands on. And if he trades up for McCarthy, then he's got to have a lot of confidence in J.J. McCarthy as a pro-level quarterback. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Gary Barnett's with us. Coach, we'll say goodbye. Reaction to Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back?
Things change, Chris. And I was in favor of him being penalized the way he was. And I'm also now in favor of him getting it back, given the fact that the world doesn't want rules like that anymore. So, I'm good with it either way. Happy for him, probably. But at the same time, he was breaking rules. They broke big rules. And at the time, those rules were the rules, and they were important. Now those rules, nobody wants them anymore, so they got rid of them. And he gets his trophy back, and I'm happy for him. So,
Coach, enjoy your spring game weekend, and we'll get caught up again soon. Thanks for the time.
All right, Chris. Great being with you.